أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فنادته الملائكة وهو قائم يصلي في المحراب أن الله يبشرك بيحيى مصدقا بكلمة من الله وسيدا وحسورا ونبيا من الصالحين. In the previous ayat we read where Zakaria alayhi salam was looking after Maryam alayhi salam and he saw that she's getting fruit out of season and Allah is feeding her directly. On that he also then turned to Allah Ta'ala and made dua that it is not my season to get children now. He was an old man and his wife was also barren, she couldn't bear children. But seeing your Qudrat and knowing your Qudrat, I beg of you. And he made dua for a child. And also he made dua for Dhurriyatan Tayyiba. That is also very important. Whenever our families are expecting, we should make dua that it is Dhurriyatan Tayyiba. Normally we only make dua for a healthy child, etc. More than that, spiritually the child must be good. So Allah accepted his dua and Allah showed Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat. He was making namaz in the mihrab, in his place of namaz. فَنَادَتْهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَهُوَ قَائِمٌ يُصَلِّي فِي الْمِحْرَابِ. پھر اس کو آواز دی فرشتوں نے جب وہ کھڑے تھے نماز میں حجرے کے اندر. Then the malaika called upon him and they brought wahi to him when he was busy making namaz in the state of namaz in his special place of his namaz. And what did they tell him? What wahi came? أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَشِّرُكَ بِيَحْيَا. کہ اللہ تعالیٰ تجھ کو خوشخبری دیتا ہے یحییٰ کی. Allah gives you the glad tidings that a child will be born. You made dua, Allah has accepted your dua, and your child that will be born, his name will be Yahya. And then five qualities of the child. And yeah, we should also try and make effort that these good qualities are in our children also. Not just that we bring them up physically, we feed them, give them clothes, etc., but their values, their morals, and more than that, their aqaid are good. Their morals are good. That is what we must make effort for. So the five qualities that Allah Ta'ala had blessed him, مُصَدِّقًا بِكَلِمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. جو گواہی دے گا اللہ کے ایک حکم کی. He will be testifying to the one command of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. And that was, he was the first person to inform people also that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will be born. And he was the first person to testify that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is truly the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. He was either 6 months or 3 years older than Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And the great quality Allah had given him, that he will be the first one to testify to the truthfulness of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam has been referred to bi kalimati min Allah, the kalima of Allah Ta'ala. That is, Isa alayhi salam was born by the kalima, the word of Allah Ta'ala, kun. Kaf and Noon, Kun, be. By that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was born just the command of Allah. Normally all the world's children are born with mother, by mother and father. But Isa alayhi salam was born just by the command of Allah Ta'ala. There was no father. And Allah's Qudrat is even more greater. He gave birth to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam without a mother and father. And Allah created Hawa without mother and father from the rib of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So that is that yaqeen we must have. Allah's Qudrat is above everything. So he was going to testify to that. So our children also, we ourselves, we also should know the Qudrat. And the first thing we should teach the child, the great Qudrat and the great power of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is not in need of any means. All the asbab and the means are also the creation of Allah. And they are there to be used also. And it's sunnah to use them. And we use them correctly, we get sawab also. But our yaqeen must be Allah doesn't need the asbab. Allah can do according to the asbab, Allah can do against the asbab, Allah can do without the asbab. Allah's qudrat is above everything. So that is one great lesson that we must learn here also, and at the same time teach our children also to have that yaqeen on the dhat, on the being and the absolute power of Allah, that Allah is not in need of any asbab whatsoever. Second thing, was Sayyida or Sardar Hoga. He will be a leader, a king, and that is, he will have all the great good qualities of honesty, humility, khidmat, whatever good qualities what you can think of, he will be blessed with all those good qualities. When he was going to be a Nabi of Allah, it's clear that he will have such great qualities. So we also must be very concerned of the good qualities for our children. And that depends a lot on the parents. If they are fighting with one another, screaming all the time, if they are fighting and lying, they are not making namaz, they are breaking the laws of Allah, where can the child ever have these qualities? When we will have them and we teach them to the children, and we blame the children, today's children are like that. It's not the children to be blamed, it's the parents of today who are like that. Because the children are not on their own, they didn't come into existence of their own, they came into existence by their parents. And they are not, they know what the habits they have, etc., are not their own really, but that of the parents also. What qualities and habits the parents have got, that will come in the children. So that is also very important, that we see our children are brought up with righteous and good character. But if the father himself teaches the child to lie, like for example, the jamaat comes to the door and we tell the child, go and tell the jamaat that my father is not at home. And the child in his absolute innocence goes and says, my father says he's not at home. Or the mother teaches the child to lie also. That don't tell your father this happened today, don't tell your father this happened, etc. So when we teach the child to lie, then what can we expect? The third, wahasura, or aurat ke paas na jayega, and he will have no desires of woman. Even the jais and permissible desires after nikah, your wife is halal for you, but he was saved from that desires also. So we don't have to make that dua that they don't have any desire, but we make dua that they don't use it in any haram way. They will have desires, they will get married, they will also have children, etc., but they must not use that in any haram way, whether it is masturbation, whether it is fornication, whether it is adultery or anything. So that other great quality, a special quality, Allah had blessed Yahya alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, wa nabiya, or nabi hoga, and he will be a nabi. Our children, of course, will not be an anbiya. Anbiya, the door of nabuwat is closed, but the work of anbiya is still carrying on. And the work of calling to Allah, making effort for deen, that is still carrying on. So we should have that desire. Not that my child becomes a doctor or a lawyer, but that he becomes an alim, he becomes hafid, and that he does the work of deen, calling people towards deen, etc. And the fifth quality, minas salihin, salihin say, and that you will be amongst the righteous and the pious. And this righteous and pious and salah, piety and righteousness, is not the common which all mu'mineen, true believers, do have. All true believers have also got the quality of being of salah, of righteousness and pious. But this was a very special quality, and that is which the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, that level of salah, that level of piety and righteousness. The heart, a great mufassir of the Quran says that salihin here means a person who fulfills all the rights of Allah Ta'ala also, and all the rights of people also. Everyone's rights he fulfills. So that quality is a very great quality to be amongst the Salihin. So five great qualities Allah has blessed Yahya alayhi salatu wassalam with, and that is what we must also keep in mind in the upbringing of our children. We are taught here a beautiful prescription of what qualities we must target and what qualities we must make effort for. If parents will do make that effort, these things will come in them also, the mother and the father. And then they will come in the children, and then we can have a good Muslim community. But when we are going in the wrong direction from the start, the birth is given in a place where music is playing, where there is no parda observed by anyone. All the wrong things are happening. And after that, the upbringing of the child, then the education of the child also is wrong. The food we feed the child is also wrong. All junk food we give the child. Everything, we dress the child with wrong clothes. Then, as my Ustad Hafiz Sallusab Rahmatullah Ali used to say, if you plant weeds, you can't expect roses to grow. We are planting all the weeds, and then we want our children, and we tell the ulama, make dua, Allah make my child pious. You are sitting in the plane that is going to America, and you tell the great awliya, make dua, I reach Jeddah. You are sitting in the wrong plane, how are you going to reach Jeddah? We are going in the wrong direction. Everything we do wrong. And for the child also, what parties also are kept now, for the presents to be given, etc. All the wrong things we do, all the ways of the kuffar we adopt, and then we want them to be righteous and pious. It never works like that. We are just fooling ourselves. We are not fooling anyone else, but making big fools of ourselves when we carry on in that way. So all these great, beautiful teachings of the Quran Sharif, but only they will enjoy it who will practice it. Just talking and hearing about it, the enjoyment is not in that. The enjoyment is when we will practice upon it. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.